Church, president of Celebration Marketplace Ministries and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Today, this day, we make a quality decision.
And this Friday.
This Friday.
This Friday. Not another Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This Friday, I'm making a what?
Quality decision.
That I'm going to make my day count. I'm going to be very productive. I love that word. Productive.
Mm-hmm. Productive produces a product.
Oh, come on.
Something that is visible.
Come on.
So in your productivity, we're building, we're delivering into the earth realm something that is tangible, something that can be touched, something that can be utilized, something that benefits one another, something that grows the covenant of God here in the earth realm. So in our productivity, we're to be producing a product. Producing something.
I'm going to produce something with substance, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And this Friday, we want to just thank all our listeners, Make Your Day Count listeners, who have been listening to us, tuning every day, coming to this station, Pastor Diana, mm-hmm. to receive from God instruction how to make your day count. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would like to take this opportunity and thank all our listeners now, all our listeners. And also put an invitation out there that you tell someone about this radio program. If it's been a blessing to you, don't keep it. You remember the leper
mm-hmm.
at the gate of Samaria?
Uh-huh.
When they find the food, they says, we don't do what? Well, if we keep it, we find the food. We know it now. We got it. We don't do well if we just keep it to ourselves. So we must go back and share it. So here it is. This broadcast has been a blessing to you over the year that you have been listening into this broadcast, then I'm encouraging you to share that information with somebody else, your neighbor, your friend, your coworker, your associate, your family member. Call up your family member and says, there's a program, Make Your Day Count. It is not a religious program. It is not a religious program. It's a simple program that teaches you to find your purpose. Once you find your purpose, then you can live your life successful. So, and this Friday, Pastor Dye, I just want to thank all our Make Your Day Count family and all the supporters now, mm-hmm. because we need you to support, help us be on the here. And the only way is for you to become a supporter of it. I'm going to put my seed into good ground. If I know this thing has been a blessing to me, then I will support it.
Mm-hmm. And you could do so by sending a check or money order to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. That's P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. And your contribution for any amount will get you a copy of the book, Make Life Work, and The Robe of Many Colors mailed to you. So please include your mailing address so we could send those resources to you. And this program actually broadcasts four times a day. So I'm just going to go over that information quickly if you want to write it down. So when you're telling other people about the program, if they can't quite make it, I'm in the morning at 7:15 a.m. It also airs again at 8:30 p.m. on WMIE 91.5. So we're on WMIE 91.5 at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And there's two other broadcasts, one at 11:30 a.m. and one at 5:15 p.m. And that can be picked up on 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 100.7 FM. So the broadcast on those stations, again, is at 11:30 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. So that was 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, and 99.9 FM, along with 100.7 FM. So we want to invite you to invite others. Join us at any of those times. You could also go to the WMIE website, and there's archived programs there. If you go down to On Demand, there's a black banner on the bottom of the homepage. If you click On Demand, you'll be able to choose from a calendar different days to rehear parts of the broadcast. That's also a way you could send the links via text message, via Facebook Messenger, email to people who are outside of the listening area, and they'll be able to hear the program anywhere where there is an internet connection.
Make your day count. And we take this time this Friday. You know, it's, what is it, TGIF?
Oh, yeah.
TGIF, you know, to let you know how much we appreciate you. Because we, here, make your day count, family. This is an assignment that God has assigned Pastor Diana Robinson and myself, Pastor Earl Beckford, the senior pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, to bring to you. He gave us an assignment, and we are here doing that assignment. But you have a part to play in it. You know, I don't think he would assign us this task if he didn't know this broadcast was going to benefit what? You. And will help you to find your purpose and to make your life count. So when it's in the air, you can conclude and says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my assignment. And I'm stepping into heaven. Mm-hmm. What? I think it was Stephen. Stephen says, you know, there was stoning Stephen. Because Stephen was declaring, making his day count. Stephen was making, you gotta read that thing. Stephen was making his day count. And the unbeliever said, what is he talking about? And as they tried to stone Stephen, Stephen said, whoa, hold up here. I'm looking into where?
Heaven.
Because that's where I'm going now. Are you crazy? You sending me to heaven right now. What a life. Stephen says, I am looking straight into heaven. Ooh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. What a life. So Stephen wasn't saying, please don't stone me. Oh, no. He says, man, I'm looking into heaven. I'm going to step right into heaven right now. You don't understand what you're doing because I fulfilled my purpose, my destiny, my plans, my purpose. You see, after the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, these guys come into personal relationship with the Almighty. After the crucifixion and the resurrection, you check out all the disciples. They were different people because they were now saved. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's lose it. Mm-hmm. They were now saved. They were not religious people no more. They have a relationship. I know I've been blobbing my mouth here, Pastor Diana, but this is so good. Right mm-hmm. here. Because we got to get saved.
Yeah.
And not having religion, mm-hmm. going to church, mm-hmm. doesn't make sense, my friend. Mm-hmm. Is do you know him? Mm-hmm. You understand? Hey, here's the question. When the Roman soldier meet up with Peter, he says, do you know him? Oh. He asked Peter a serious question. Mm-hmm. Do you know this guy? Jesus of Nazareth. Mm-hmm. Do you know him? Peter couldn't answer it. Peter couldn't answer it. And so hear me on this Friday. Make your day count. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a thing that says, come, let us reason together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just have a little talk. Yeah. Do you know him? Have you come into personal relationship with him? Not having your own righteousness, but the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Ooh, I got that. You know, the day I come into personal relationship with God, forget about religion, I can declare I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ, not having my own righteousness, because my righteousness is like filthy rags. I walk in the power and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God directs my life. My life is hid in Christ, in God. Come on, somebody, mm-hmm. on this Friday. I'll give you the last say.
Where you were talking about Stephen, that's in Acts chapter 7, and it says, starting in verse 55, but he being full of the Holy Spirit gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. So in the midst of the worst adversity, in the biggest sense of torture and torment, his eyes was on heaven. He saw the heavens open and he saw the glory of God. He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. So we got to get that. It doesn't matter what is going on in this earth. As long as we keep our eyes fixed on heaven, we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, there is nothing that can move you, nothing that can separate you from his love. There is no thing in this earth that you have done or that has been done to you that could separate you from the love of God. God loves you. You have to believe that on this morning. God loves you. There's nothing that you can do to make him love you anymore, and there's nothing that you can do to make him love you any less. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now. You're listening to the Friday edition of Morning Breath, a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Hey, East Coast Christian Center, friends and family, welcome to our service. I want to welcome the Parkway. I want to welcome our Vieira campus, the Avenue, and the Cocoa campus. Can we put our hands together for those that are just involved right now, as well as our online digital campus? Thank you so much.